The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled Couple Care, Rooted in Love. Couple Care is a captivating Essence.com series highlighting inspiring partnerships in our community. Each pair discusses how couple care sustains their relationship, as well as the self-care lessons they've learned from each other. In this print iteration of the column, three aspirational duos, Will and Heather Packer, Wes and Dawn Moore, and Dawana Bonner and Alyssa Thomas, pull back the curtain on what keeps their love strong. Dawn has also developed a passion for tennis, becoming an avid player. The governor credits his wife with teaching him the importance of truly listening to his body and addressing issues before they become emergencies. Whatever it is, take care of it. She really makes me better, he says. Why couple care is important to their relationship. Their commitment to self-care goes beyond physical wellness. It extends to how they protect their energy as a couple. You have to be very protective of your joy, Governor Moore emphasizes. We both know that what gives each other energy, and we know what drains us. I try to keep things that drain her away from her. And she does the same for me. The first lady elaborates, if we are invited to an event where we know one of us won't enjoy it, we don't put each other in that position. Wes is the best listener you'll ever meet. He's everything you want in a partner. Governor Moore smiles, adding, she's my rock. Our love is our foundation, and everything else builds from there. In a world that often highlights their political achievements, Wes and Dawn Moore's story reminds us of the people behind the titles, a couple whose intentional routines, loyalty, and deep respect for each other make their love both a celebration and a legacy. Their relationship is a powerful testament to thriving as a team and to enduring strength of Black love. Dawana Bonner and Alyssa Thomas, the engaged WNBA icons, discuss how they met and how self-care fuels them as athletes, lovers, and more. If there is going to be a love and basketball too, let it be based on Alyssa Thomas and Dawana Bonner's love story. The WNBA superstars, who both play on the Connecticut Suns team, have been together for 4 years and engaged since the WNBA All-Star Weekend in 2023. So, how did they first meet? I knew her from basketball, of course, playing against one another in the WNBA, Dawana explains between giggles over the phone. She swears I was stalking her social media, but that wasn't the case. Dawana was innocently looking at Alyssa's stories as anyone would. I didn't even know that people could see you watched their story, she says. After Dawana told a mutual friend she was crushing on Alyssa, the friend spilled the beans, and it went from there. Dawana explains, but they remained just friends for a long time. Then in 2020, Tawana signed to the Suns. We had nothing else to do but to get to know each other better, she says, and that led down this current path. Not only have they found true love in the last 4 years, but the pro athletes are grateful that they get to do what they love for work. To play basketball as your job, what better job is there? Alyssa exclaims, I've been fortunate to travel the world and play in countries I probably never would have even imagined visiting. Basketball's taken me on a journey. Dawana echoes these sentiments. I also love that my two daughters get to watch me play and do something I love, she adds. The hope is for them to play one day, and not having to go into the office every day is nice too. With the two now essentially co-workers, they have a keen understanding that keeping their relationship healthy is all about balance, with an emphasis on self and couple care. It's tough balancing your relationship and job, Alyssa says. We're always playing, we're always in game mode, but the moment we leave the gym, we try to disconnect from basketball, do other things together, and not think about it so much. On the other side of that, she says, it's also important to know when we need our time alone. It's all about doing what we can to be the best versions of ourselves so that we can have the best relationship. Here, the dream team goes into detail about the wellness practices that keep their relationship fresh as they juggle professional basketball, parenthood, and more. Their favorite couple care memory. Dawana, when we were overseas for her 30th birthday, she was in the middle of a pretty intense season at the time. We decided to do a staycation at the Four Seasons to celebrate her birthday and chill out. We checked in there, got a nice view, and we booked a spa appointment. It was very relaxing, just took our mind off things, and made us feel at home. We stayed there for 2 or 3 days and just ordered room service and vibed out a little bit. Their individual self-care routines. Dawana, I'm a nails and hair girl. I'm always going to be into beauty things, and I love spending time just relaxing, but I don't really have too much downtime, especially when I'm off season. Pretty much my kids are around all the time, but once I drop them off at school, I am either in bed, Alyssa says, Dawana, or like today, I'm going to find a nail shop, Dawana said. I also love walking around Target and just being a mom. I honestly look forward to the day when I retire and then I can just be a stay-at-home mom. Alyssa said, for self-care, I like to detail our cars. It's a way for me to just hyper-focus on something and take my mind off whatever is going on in basketball or in the world. Also, whenever I have an opportunity to sit outside and listen to music, I do that. I'm big on listening to music. Their joint wellness routine. Alyssa says, a lot of our time is spent sitting outside, relaxing, going to see a movie, anything we can do to just disconnect from basketball. Dawana says, we are spa queens. If there's a spa involved somewhere, we are definitely going. We also try to disconnect from basketball and have late date nights and go to our favorite restaurants and things like that. I think it's all about pouring into each other, understanding what she needs in their relationship to make it successful. How can I be the best version of myself and make sure that we are continuing to grow? The self-care lessons they have learned from each other. Dawana says, she helps me with my anxiety, especially during the season. I am a high-stress person, not just during the season, but in general. I don't like unknown things. I think she calms me down and reminds me that everything's going to be okay, and it always does. Alyssa says, I always say she's my conscience. During basketball season, I am pretty intense and I want to win. She always talks with me to make me think further about things I've said or done that I probably wouldn't have otherwise thought twice about. The beauty products they have introduced to each other. Dawana says, Alyssa has definitely improved my skin care routine. I wasn't big on it at first. I felt like I had naturally good skin, so I just wash my face with whatever and put on some moisturizer. She'd tell me, you need this and you need that. This is for this and this is for this. I was like, oh, God. Now she just orders all my skincare stuff for me, and I just use it. I don't know a lot about that stuff, but she's on TikTok and loves it. She finds all this information there, but I refuse to get TikTok because I don't want to get addicted to it. The next article is titled, The State of Black Love. With all the noise on social media, where does Black love really stand? We dive into the numbers to look at how it's holding on and evolving today. The state of Black marriage. Black women are less likely to marry outside their race, with only 7% doing so as of 2017. Of that group, 4% were married to white men. For Black women, the percentage of those never married grew to 49% in 2022, up from 37% in 1990. 30% of Black Americans are married, compared to 48% of the U.S. population overall. 50% of Black adults have never been married, in contrast to 34% of the general U.S. population. 83% of Black men with an income of $100,000 or higher are married to a Black woman. In 2021, 15% of married Black men had spouses of other races, with 8% married to white women and 4% to Hispanic women. By 2022, 52% of Black men had never been married, rising from 43% in 1990. Black love and marriage have always been cornerstones of resilience and identity in our community. But the story is constantly evolving. Whether we are navigating societal pressures or redefining relationships, the journey is as complex as it is powerful. These trends shape Black partnerships today, incorporating tradition, growth, and modern realities. Among Black LGBTQ plus adults who are married in a domestic partnership or cohabitating, 12% are in a same-sex marriage and 18% are a different sex marriage. The state of Black divorce. Divorce statistics within the Black community reveal a complex story of challenges and growth. Exploring these trends sheds light on the unique dynamics shaping Black relationships today. Divorce is more common among Black women at 38.9% and Black men at 38.7% than in other racial groups. 30.8% is the average divorce rate for Black marriages compared to the 42% national average. The state of Black singles. The experiences of Black singles offer a glimpse into the evolving dynamics of love, independence, and identity within the community. From confronting societal norms to navigating career and personal growth, the journey of being single reflects both challenges and opportunities. These insights provide a deeper understanding of what it means to stand strong and thrive as a single Black person in today's world. 47% of Black adults in the U.S. were single in 2020, compared to 28% of white adults and 27% of Hispanic adults. By 2022, the median age of Black individuals was 34.9 years, slightly younger than the national median age of 38 years. In 2023, Black women earned 92% of what Black men earned. The state of dating online while Black. Dating online while Black comes with its own set of unique experiences. Navigating digital spaces often means confronting biases while still seeking meaningful connections. These trends reveal the complexities of finding love in a world shaped by both technology and societal perceptions. Research shows that Black men and women tend to receive fewer responses on dating apps compared to individuals from other racial groups. Black women in particular are the least likely to receive replies, even from Black men. 30% of adults in the United States have tried using a dating app or website. Participation rates are fairly consistent across racial and ethnic groups, with similar proportions of white, Black, Hispanic, and Asian adults engaging in online dating. Black love exists at the crossroads of tradition, resilience, and modern realities. These insights paint a complex picture showing that while challenges persist, so does the deep and enduring pursuit of connection. Through choosing marriage, navigating singlehood, or embracing the digital age of dating, Black love continues to adapt to societal shifts while remaining rooted in cultural identity. This data serves not as an answer, but as a mirror, reflecting the state of our relationships today and inviting us to consider where it can go. Black love is not static. It grows, shifts, and redefines itself in ways that honor the past while looking ahead to the possibilities of the future. Black love, in all its forms, remains a testament to the strength and beauty of our community. The next article is titled, More Than a Game, the WNBA's Cultural Revolution. How Black Women, Players, and executives are transforming basketball and society. The WNBA of my childhood, when stars like Lisa Leslie, Dawn Stanley, and Cheryl Swoopes made splashes on and off the court, felt like a cultural touchstone. I can remember seeing these women on episodes of Sister Sister and Martin during those years. At the time, I didn't understand that it meant they had what was known as crossover appeal, much less that it hinted at the league's potential to reshape the sports landscape. And then, like the snap of a finger, something shifted. The conversations quieted, the TV appearances were few and far between, and for years, that promise seemed unfulfilled as the WNBA struggled to maintain its early momentum. The league faced challenges ranging from financial instability to lack of media coverage that often relegated it to the sidelines of the sports world. But man, did they have a moment. And I loved growing up during the 1990s and getting to experience it. Fast forward to 2025, and things have once again changed, this time in the best way possible. What began in 1996 as an 8-team experiment has evolved into a 12-franchise powerhouse, defying skeptics and financial headwinds along the way. The numbers? They are staggering. Viewership has skyrocketed by 226% in the past year alone. The 2024 season averaged 657,000 viewers per game, up from 505,000 in 2023. The Kimberly of the 90s, who so loved women's basketball, is finally getting her wish. The rest of the world is catching on and truly falling in love with the game. This surge isn't just a flash in the pan either. It's the result of years of grassroots effort and strategic partnerships, plus a paradigm shift that's been long in the making. The league's social media following has exploded too, growing significantly across platforms in an era in which digital engagement is currency. This growth speaks volumes about the WNBA's increasing relevance in the cultural conversation. And let's not forget the whopping $75 million in capital raised by the league in 2022, a clear signal that women's basketball in the States has come of age. This influx of capital has allowed the league to invest in better facilities, increased marketing, and improved player benefits. But if you have followed the WNBA for years, and likely even if you haven't, you might wonder, is this growth sustainable? We have seen spurts of popularity before, only to watch them fizzle out. The real test will be whether the league can maintain its current momentum over the next 5 to 10 years, especially if the novelty of social media stardom wears off, or if another women's sport captures the public's imagination. But let's be real, this isn't just about stats. It's also about the stars. Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, even if you're not into women's basketball, you have heard these names. They light up headlines and social media feeds on an almost daily basis. These young phenoms are doing more than just playing ball. They are reshaping the culture in the same way their predecessors did in the past. We get to see newer players branching out. Reese has appeared in music videos. Isabel Harrison shows up at New York Fashion Week, and they are not alone. Veterans like Aja Wilson and Breonna Stewart continue to elevate the league's profile, bridging the gap between its past and its bright future. Kia Clark, who experienced an incredible season as CEO of the 2024 WNBA champions, the New York Liberty, puts it plainly. We are leaders in all things. When you talk about the intersection of sports and culture, when you even think about the fan base that exists, Black women are the purveyors of culture. She's not wrong. From fashion to music to social justice, Black WNBA players are at the forefront. While Clark's optimism is infectious, it's worth considering whether the WNBA's current business model is the best path forward. The league has long tried to emulate the NBA, but is it time to consider a drastically different approach? Nanika, Seattle Storm star, president of the Players Association, the WNBPA, and Adidas athlete, has been in the trenches fighting for her fellow players for years. We are very happy to see us moving the ball forward, she says, reflecting on recent progress in player compensation. The results speak for themselves. The minimum salary has shot up by 94% since 2019, now averaging around $70,000, while the super maximum base salary has reached $241,984. It's certainly progress, but is it enough? Laishia Clarendon, another Adidas athlete and a WNBPA Social Justice Council member, pushes for more. Clarendon is the first openly non-binary player in WNBA history, and their journey has opened doors, but they are not satisfied. A growth area would... Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I am Aver Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138.